very good evening, Zimbabwe. This is Studio 7 Live Talk, coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington. This Thursday, March the 3rd, 2016, welcome to our women's segment, the Women's Roundtable, where we speak about issues affecting women. I'm Marvelous Mhlanganyahuye.
And I'm Praxedes Jeremiah.
And tonight on the Women's Roundtable, we are focusing on International Day of Women, which is commemorated worldwide next week on March the 8th. But we're covering it today. What are your views on the issue?
And today in our discussion, you can call us on 001-202-619-2077. The number again, 001-202-619-2077. And we'll call you back.
And Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on the 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-5940 and 15455 shortwave frequency, Monday through Friday, 8:30 p.m. But as you know, ladies out there, Thursday is your day. Pano pachina chemadzimai.
Olesine elobo mama. Sitholakala njalo ebulenjini. We are on the internet, on the web. You can find us on www.voazimbabwe.com. Lobanjalo ku www.voaindebele.com. Lobanjalo ku www.voashona.com.
My name is Glanis Changachirere. I am an activist and I work with the Institute for Young Women Development. We are based here in Bindura, Mashonaland Central Province. The Institute for Young Women Development is already excited about the International Women's Day. Actually, we have started preparations and already we are in a celebratory mood of, in commemoration of this day. So we are going to have a concert where alongside we have different service providers who will come to provide different services, and young women and those people who are going to join us are actually going to get these services for free. We have realized that whenever revolutions are fought, they are not fought in a sorrow mood. Yes, we can cry, we can do all sorts of things, but the only thing that gives people energy to continue fighting and that strength and the positive spirit that eventually we will yield is music and dance. So this is what we're going to be doing on the 8th of March, where we're having young women from different geographical regions in Mashonaland Central Province coming together, performing and showing their different cultural and traditional kind of songs and dance. But on the side, we will have service providers who will be providing direct services, such as consultation around health issues, where the Ministry of Health is actually going to provide medical professionals who will be with us on the day. And then we also have professional counselors who are bringing in people who can actually attend to young women if they have gone through cases of violence or anything that they really want counseling around. The counselors will be providing that kind of service. We also have victim-friendly units who will be providing knowledge and information around reporting on cases of violence and also criminalization of violence against women and children in general. For those who would love to join us on the 8th of March, they are welcome free of charge in Shamba District at Maziva Gold Mine.
It's a wonderful International Women's Day, ladies. But the Rumburgo, in the We are Zona, Roman and Rasikana. We also wanna take good and take good umba. We also wanna, we also wanna, we also wanna take good and get. Chendere chiri kuchoto, chendere chiri kuchoto, chendere chiri kuchoto, chendere chiri kuchoto, chendere chiri kuchoto.
Mina ibizo ngu Bridget Bridget Hanani Ndoli. Ngisebenzela inhlanganiso ye-WILD, ngingu-Information and Communications Officer khona. Lo nyaka njengoba sikwazi sonke ukuthi khona i-Women's Day imhlaka 8 March okunge-Tuesday elandelayo. Thina njengenhlanganiso ye-Women's Institute for Leadership Development, lo nyaka sihlanganelane labe-Ministry of Women Affairs, sizabe sibuthanise ama-youth khonale-ke ebambanani People's Market, lapho esizabe sisasa khona sibabuza ukuthi bona bafunani kahle kahle. Leyi kuyiyo i-Youth Assessment of Need. So sifuna ukuthi sibe kwazi ukuthi nxa sokufika endabeni ze-education, sokufika endabeni ze-health, baselani. Ngikhona siyakwanisa, siyayemelisa ukuthi zabe lama-safe spaces. Esesike sakunanzelela ukuthi lapha emathebelelembi wonke laseBulawayo abantwana abangamankazana bayasela ikakhulu ku-education sector. Kuyananzelela ukuthi yikho ekuqineni abantwana abangamankazana impumela zabo kuma-results abo ae-O-level konke la e-A-level aphumi esezingeni eliphezulu. Yikho lapho esinanzelele khona ukuthi basela kakhulu endabeni ze-education. And ngesifiso sethu njenge-WILD siyabe sifisa ukuthi sibancedise mhlawumbe ekutholeni ama-scholarship, mhlawumbe ekutholeni ulwazi olungcono, ngoba siyananzelela ukuthi nxa bengasaphumelelanga esikolo kutsho ukuthi impilo zabo nazo azisoze ziphumelele kahle kahle.
Welcome. If you're just joining us tonight on the Women's Roundtable, we are discussing International Women's Day, which is commemorated on March the 8th, which is Tuesday next week. But we're looking at what efforts women's rights organizations are making to commemorate this day. And this day comes at a time when the former Vice President of Zimbabwe, Amai Grace Joyce Mujuru, has also just launched her own party. What are your views on the issue, PJ?
Yes, and according to the United Nations, the International Women's Day is a time to reflect, Mavi, on progress made, to call for a change, and to celebrate acts of courage and determination by ordinary women who have played extraordinary roles in the history of their countries and their communities. The 2016 theme is Planet 50-50 by 2030. Step it up for gender equality.
Yes, PJ, and the United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, speaking on the day, called on governments to devote funding towards women's issues. He was talking also here about the government of Zimbabwe. Quote, he said, "Let us devote solid funding, courageous advocacy, and unbending political will to achieve gender equality around the world. There is no greater investment in our common future," meaning the women, said Ban.
Mm-hmm. International Women's Day comes at a time, Mavi, when former Vice President, as you said before, Joyce Mujuru, has just launched her political party, the Zimbabwe People First, a move some say will change the political landscape, the political area of the country ahead of the 2018 presidential elections.
Yes, sir, PJ, some people may be asking, what are these 2020 agenda? So we're just going to take a look at some of the key targets for the 2030 agenda. Mm-hmm. And these include, by 2030, to ensure that all girls and boys complete free, equitable, and quality primary and secondary education. This, by the way, PJ, is according to the United Nations, leading to relevant and goal for effective learning outcomes. By 2020, they are expecting all countries, including Zimbabwe, to ensure that all girls and boys have access to quality early childhood development, care, and primary education so that they are ready for primary education, and to end all forms of discrimination against women and girls everywhere, which is what we will be talking here again tonight, and eliminate all forms of violence against all women and girls in the public and private spheres, including trafficking and sexual and other types of exploitation. Mm-hmm. And also the last one, to eliminate all harmful practices such as early child marriages, forced marriages, and in some Western African countries, female genital mutilation, mm-hmm. which is not so common in Zimbabwe, but the United Nations is just saying be on the lookout, especially for governments in Africa.
Mm-hmm. And in light of this, women rights or groups are hailing President Robert Mugabe's castigation of the child abusers at his birthday bash in Mashingo over the last weekend, calling for stiffer penalties for offenders. The president also said he is dismayed that children as young as 3 years or 4 years were being abused, and cases were on the increase on a daily basis. And some women rights organizations say they will use the International Women's Day to highlight child abuse issues and early childhood marriages. Mavi.
Yes, PJ, and a very interesting take there, especially by President Robert Mugabe. But we want to hear from you, our listeners. What are your views on the issues?
Yeah. Siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lolamhlanje uhlelo asihluzeni bomama kuluhlelo lapho esihluza khona indaba eziphathelane lathi omama. Kuluhlelo eluluphiwa iStudio 7 eVoice of America ngabesifazane. Lamhlanje udaba olusegudwini. Ludaba olwe International Women's Day. Udaba lapho ulanga lapho esinanza khona, esiqhakathekisa khona imisebenzi yabomama, esiqhakathekisa khona amalungelo abomama, esiqhakathekisa khona amathuba okumele anikezwe omama ukuze baphumelele. Lele lelike lilanga elabekwa inhlanganiso yemanyana wamazwe omhlaba e-United Nations mhla ka 8 Mbimbitho. Okungolwesibili olulandelayo kodwa ke sithe asihluze lamhlanje
yebo PJ thinike tathoba nemunwe munyarikani wedu asindongoti mbijana nerimirwa mai kuti nasi muchirongwa chedu chemadzimai tiri kutarisa zuva reInternational Women's Day iro riri kuya panguva apo vaimbova mutungamiri wenyika amai Joyce Mujuru vakaparura bato ravo reZimbabwe People's First tomboenda kuna mai Mujuru tonzwa kuti zvii zvavari kutaura ivo kuti vari kuita pari zvino tisati taenda hedu kumunyarikani wedu PJ kuti timbonyatso tsanangura kuti zvii zviri kuitika tombonzwa from mai Joyce Mujuru
inini iye zvino ndasangana nemaprovince eFirst R10 ndakurukura navo maererano nenhamo dzandiri kuzivawo nemi nokuti ndavawo munhu nje akafanana navo ari kuziva zviri kuitika kubva pamunhu ari pasi pasi nokuti zvino kana mukandiudza kuti basa renyu mai Mujuru ramanga muchiita kwegore nemwedzi mitanhatu musisiri kubasa ndinokuudza kuti ndinoenda kudhibhi ndinoenda kumunda ndichinobvisa masakazi mufodya ndinosaidzira matroli mutano efodya ndinoona kuti mbudzi dzavharwa here ndinonzwa vasiri kudya ndinonzwa vari kushayiwa mari yekuenda kuzvipatara ndinonzwa vari kushayiwa mari yekuviga hama dzavo saka ivavo ndivo vandanga ndichisangana navo ndivo mamemba ePeople First
PJ tanzwa kubva kuna mai Joyce Mujuru apo achitaura kuti zvii zvavari kuita ivo semudzimai mugadziriro yesarudzo kana kuti kutanga kuvaka tisati taenda kusarudzo ya 2018.
Ingasikati sinye lamhlanje lapho sisethula uhlelo lwethu olo International Women's Day bengachongo mavelasi kuti lamhlanje kulilanga kuyiviki unkosikazi Joyce Mujuru owaye ngumsekeli kamongameli welizwe ngumsekeli kamkhokheli weZANU PF kodwa osowaxotshwayo kulelo bandla laye uqunge isibindi okwamanje wethula elakhe ibandla elibizwa ngokuthi iZimbabwe People's First.
Mm-hmm. Maybe before we take our valued contributor there, we can hear from Mai Mujuru herself in a video where she's talking about her latest developments, what's going on in her party.
I really don't know where the family or the president and his wife wants to take this country to. But the end result is they are actually destroying ZANU PF. They are destroying the revolution. Because if this thing is not halted, nothing is going to be left of the struggle. Because everybody, it looks like they are hunting down everybody who took part in the struggle. I, for one, if I want to say that, I did nothing. All those accusations were lies.
PJ, interesting take there from Amai Mujuru of Zimbabwe People First. I guess, you know, she's reacting to what happened when she was ousted from ZANU-PF. Aiwa, picha ere gaiti chitora vanyarikani vedu, tinasi sitari rone gitari, vaneita ivo zvekuri dza magitare se kuti ora kwestaravo, makadi sitari ro.
Tinofara muri sei.
Aiwa, tiri wadi, tinokushingamidza ipachirongwa, tinoona mauya panguva iro, tiri kutarira isu zuva Women's Day, richange richirangarirwa iro svondo, rinouya musi wechipiri. Asi imi sevanoita zvekuimba, zvii zvamuri kuitawo kuwanikwa muchirangarira mazuva akadai emadzimai?
Okay, maita basa. Inini munongonzwa tendimboita zvakawanda muti uyo ndozuva redu ndozuva ratiri kupemberawo nyaya yekuti tiri madzimai tiri kusimudzira mbiri yedu sevanhu vemagitare. Ndinenge ndichiridza futi kubusiness breakfast chevakadzi ndichivaudzawo zvatiri kuitawo isu muindastry medu maererano especially nenyaya yemachild marriages. Iyi pane maprojects atiri kuita kuguruve tichingotaurira vakadzi veikoko tichingovasimudzira tichingovaudza kuti vedu ngatibatsiranei tibatsire vana vedu vachidiki ava. Saka hapane zvakawanda zvinenge zvichiitika musi uyo. In fact, the whole month tinenge tichingopemberera kuti vakadzi vari kuita zvakawanda mumabato akasiyana siyana.
Ehe, aiwa, tombobatai miromo ipapo. Ameno, kana muri kuda kutaura kuti munenge muchiitira mabiko enyaya kupi, kuti kana pane madzimai ari kuda kuzouyawo vazive kwokuenda?
Okay, I think I should try to Mikkels, but it's strictly by invite.
Aiwa, pakanaka, mubata yenyu makadaro. PJ, we have the Tarone Gitare, an artist, and she's just saying that she has a lot of events that they have lined up as female artists in Zimbabwe. They're going to be hosting a breakfast meeting where they'll be talking about early child marriages and other things, but it's strictly by invitation. So we were hoping that we were getting a free event, but it's fine. Please hold on, Tariro. You can take our next caller, PJ.
Okay.
Yeah. Ngao buye la banya ba kuluma isindivele, Tariro. Kota kai unga sena next time. Kas. Siyakwamukela Bridget. Yebuza topa topa. Hayi kulungile. Kubamba khona apa ecingweni. Ah siyakwamukela ngunkosikazi kumbe unkosazana Bridget Ndlovu. Hello.
Hello.
Yebo, ngibe ngisithi ngunkosikazi kumbe ngunkosazana Ndlovu.
Ngunkosikazi.
Ngunkosikazi Ndlovu.
Yes.
Yeah, livithikazi ke la Ndlovu leli.
Hayi, yilo sibini.
Eh, wena ke ungewe enhlanganiso ye World. Uthe wena sike ngeke ngakhuluma lawe ngaphambilini. Lile hlelo banike zalonyaka azokunanza leli langa eliqhakathekile kakhulu empilweni kamama. Yikho lapho inyanga yonke lapho esiyabe sicelebrate sijabulela lokunanza imisebenzi emikhulu enziwa ngabesifazana emhlabeni jikelele. Lina ke njengenhlanganiso liqoqeni.
Institute for Leadership Development. Ngelanga le-Women's Day, sikhangelele ukuthi siqoqe ama-youth, sikhulume labo, abesifazana ikakhulu, sikhulume labo, sibabuze ukuthi bona baselani bafisa ukuthi beyenze kanjani ukuze baqhube impilo zabo ngokufaneleyo. Sikhangelele ukuyenzela umdlalo lo ebambanani People's Market khonale-ke esigodini. Siyenza ndawonye namanye ama-stakeholders esisebenza labo khonale elizingane Rural District Council.
Ye, kwenziwa nini lokhu?
Emhlanganeni lo.
Kwenziwa nini lo mhlangano?
Sizakwenza mhlaka 9 March kusukela ngo-10 ekuseni.
Ye.
Yikho lapho-ke esiyabe sikhuluma ngendaba, siyabe sizama ukuthi abantwana laba labosisinyana laba bebekwazi ngamalungelo abo, bebekwazi ukuthi ukuze behlale kuma-spaces a-safe kumele silungisise indaba ze-education, kumele silungisise indaba ze-health, silungisise indaba zamanzi ukuze bonke babe namathuba alinganayo ukuthola ama-opportunities.
Yeah. Bambe khonapha ecingweni sibe lokho esixoxa lapho lalaphaya. Sokulomlaleli Marvelous.
Foni yacho inenge isina kunyatsita zvakanaka asi mungotisana guru kuti vanga vari kuti chisisi.
I'm sure she can explain in English.
Yeah, that'll be good.
Basically, the programs that you have in place to celebrate Women's Day as an organization.
Okay, maybe hold on. We have a caller. I think we now have them on the line.
Okay.
Yeah, it's for you actually.
Yeah. Oh, embuzo nakade sengubuze wona bamba khona lapho Nkosikazi Ndlovu. Siye ku Msiwela. Nkosikazi Siwela, siyakwamukela kuhle.
Yeah, no, babu Siwela. Ngizokwenza ukuhlela kwabo mama.
Uyangitshela nje kathesi mbe enhle engqondweni zami kupho ngubuya omuntu wesifazane kungase nani uza ngixolela ke baba Siwela.
Yeah.
Ungaphathisa kuhlelo lwethu.
Yebo, ngithanda ukuchayela ihlombe omama ngithi amhlophe nge-International Day yabomama.
Yeah.
Omama bayinsika kumthwakazi. Yibo abasuwondayo
Baba Siwela.
Bomama.
Ngehlise, ngicela wehlise kancane iradio yakho ngoba iyenza ama echoes.
Okay.
Yeah, ngicela uyehlise.
Yeah. Hayi. Engiyehlisile.
Yeah, asekho kathesi. Qhubeka ke baba.
Yebo, ngisathi ngithanda ukuchayela omama ihlombe ngithi amhlophe ngoba bayinsika yesizwe sinje ngenxa yabo. Ikakhulu ngikhulumela ke kithi abantu abagodekileyo, you know, sivele ngomama basiwondla basithanda in spite of all the challenges basimela. Yinje ngikhuluma ngumuntu nje olosupho lwamehlo, but I'm very proud of what the women have done. So omama ke baqakathekile kakhulu, but then on the same time, on the same task or ngithanda ukuthi mhlawumbe ngithi bekungaba njani ukuthi nxa kule nhlelo ezinjengalezi libananze labo omama abagogekileyo kusukisela ebantwaneni abagogekileyo. Mbonani, nxa sixoxa nge-Women's Day internationally asibe lolwazi lokukhangela abantwana ikakhulu abagogekileyo bengabe abangaboniyo abanejwabo elehlukileleyo abantu bajwayele ukuthi bathi zinkawu kumbe laba abaqhulayo labo they are the cream of the society. Ngomama abadinga ulendo abadinga ukunazwa basebenze bathuthukise isizwe umhlaba wonke nje wase-Global Village.
Siyabadinga ngamehla abomvu yikuthi-ke ngezikhathi eziningi asitholi inombolo zabo zocingo ukuthi sikhulume labo, kodwa siyabadinga kunhlelo zethu zonke. Vele sithanda ukuthi sibagoqele labo ukuthi bangene kunhlelo zethu. Wena-ke uthe ukhulu usebenza le nhlanganiso ye
mina ngu-Zimbabwe National League of the Blind, kodwa ngingumbalisi njalo.
Yeah. Ungaqhubeka ngelokhu ngombiko wakho wona lowo wenkuthazo I would like to invite you to articulate whatever you told me in Ndebele in English.
Okay, I wanted to congratulate the women. I know come next week it is the International Day where we commemorate the efforts being done by women. I've said women are the cream of the society.
Yes.
We are what we are because of the women. You see, they take care of us from our childhood until we are more independent in life. Mm-hmm. So women are very important. They are the cream of the society. I think it's something so precious that even our political leaders, they should realize the importance of women. And remember, in Malawi, we had Mama Joyce Banda showed the leadership skills. And even in Zimbabwe, you were talking about Mama Joyce Nchuru. It's really so interesting to see that women are now influential into such higher positions. So we want to say amhlophe to the women. Congratulations. May they be recognized internationally for their task.
Thank you very much there for speaking on our behalf and all women out there, PJ.
Yes.
Thank you, Mr. Sewell. I think we can take some of our WhatsApp messages which came in, PJ.
Yeah.
There is someone who says, Zuva remadzimai rakatikoshera nekuti tiri kuvatarisa sevanhu vanodzvinyirirwa zvikuru. But we are now very happy because we have Amai Mujuru to challenge Mugabe in 2018 election. So we are very happy with Amai Mujuru. She is a good leader. This is from one of our WhatsApp messages that came in.
Mm-hmm. And Pose Kufa says, Mai Mujuru zvakanaka kuva mutungamiri asi mazwi avakataura hazvina kufadza vanhu. Mazwi ekuti ndichiri vice president hapana zvavaiona. Ko vazopinda pautungamiri vanozozviona here sekuona kwavari kuita nhasi. Uye vatungamiri ngavaonewo kune mugodhi wenyika kunobuda mare kumanikaland kunobva diamond negold uye green fuel.
That's a good one, PJ. I think before we, let go of our listeners, we have a listener from here in the United States, Cynthia Mugariri, who herself is a Hillary Clinton supporter, and she has been on the campaign trail with Mrs. Clinton. Hello, Cynthia.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Just tell us a little bit in brief before we move on to our next segment. What's your role as a young woman and why are you supporting Hillary Clinton in this U.S. presidential election?
Well, I'm a huge Hillary supporter. And to start off, I'm not 100% supporting Hillary because she's a woman. The fact that she is a woman is just what makes her stand out even more.
Mm-hmm.
I've been helping out reach the younger demographic. I'm 24 years old. Because that's the group that Hillary lacks in with the vote. So I go to different colleges, universities, and high schools, and I, help some girls understand who are old enough to vote why Hillary is the best candidate. And I truly do believe that she is. So we spend a lot of time with volunteering with a lot of college students.
Okay, on that note, Cynthia, maybe stay on the line because we are really coming to the end of this first segment that we have. So we'd like to hold you on the line there as we also ask our other guests, Tarirone Gitare, an artist, and Ms. Bridget Ndlovu of Wild to also stay on the line, PJ.
Yeah. Sesivalelisana labalaleli bethu abasemsakazweni owe radio ngoba isikhathi sethu asisavumi siyaqhubekela phambili njengokutsho kwamavelas silabo abathathu abasecingweni esiyokhuluma labo lilali.
So please do not hang up. And for our radio listeners, as you know by now, we're streaming live. And you can join us on www.voazimbabwe.com. Stay tuned. I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye.